comes from all the sick women in my life and sick women in kind of general. From my mother, this first piece, actually, I've been researching sick women in our history for a youth camp that's coming up. Woo! And also that Russell is also teaching. also just the women, reflecting on the women. Born from generations of fearless women, there are a few assumptions about me you can make. My examples of inspiration are always ample, and there's never an easy path to take. Like petals falling from a flower in infinite bloom, I'm absorbed into the same soil where women before me took their root. I have the same unshakable will as my mother, the will that came to this country with nothing but a mattress, her husband, and my infant brother. The will of the woman who sold her wedding jewelry just to pave the way, teaching me strength, resilience, and limitless grace. I have a two-folded story that has defined me. The historically spiritual women from our past and spiritually historic women from my present. And as they say, the present is a gift. But in our case, as sick women, our past is an equally giant, perfectly wrapped gift. The kind that makes you instantly cry when received because you are so overwhelmed by the thought and meaning that went into it, telling us all along, you are not worthless. You are not voiceless. You are what 40 cowardly men could not be. Suddenly, my heart grows warmer than fire. Because despite all the strong women around me, I do often find myself without a voice. Too many of us often find ourselves without a voice. And in those moments, we dig our fingernails into the same rich soil of our past, looking for the roots only to find them dried up and thirsty. But fear not. The water they need are the uplifting words our lips carry waiting to be poured out. The sun is the kind actions waiting to be felt. If we can love our sisters after loving our own selves, those roots will grow. See, we were born from generations of fearless women, but we too are the fearless.